This is a burger. This is a good burger.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko and Chris Pan.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato. Hides 57 and French fried potatoes. Big kosher pickle and a cold glass beer. Well, good God Almighty, which way do I
Good day and welcome to the first episode of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, Ed Hocko and Chris Hand visit Restaurant Cafe Meat Market. Restaurant Cafe Meat Market is located at 4415 Boulevard Saint-Laurent in between Mount Royal and Duluth on the east side of the street. The phone number is 514-223-2292 and the website is meatmarketfood.com. They also have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show / podcast / blog / something or other, whereupon Ed and Chris go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wonder and wide world of burgers in Montreal.
Here we are at Meat Market on Saint-Laurent.
Okay.
Just south of Mount Royal.
Is it the address here?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we have the address listed, but
it's
easy to find. It's just south of Mount Royal on the east side. I've been to this restaurant a few times, a number of times actually. I quite like it. It's the kind of restaurant that I'd like to think of as a good old neighborhood restaurant, maybe a good new neighborhood restaurant, in that the menu doesn't have too much stuff on it. They know what their specialty is, which in this case is meat, hence the name Meat Market. They do a handful of things. They do it pretty good. There's enough creativity in there to make it interesting, but not so much to make it outrageously expensive. You know, the prices here are pretty reasonable. The food is tasty. Now we're going to try the burgers. One strange thing about this place is that they only have two kinds of beer on tap. They have Grolsch, which is an odd beer. You know, it's tasty on a hot day, but, you know, it's not a hot day right now, so I'm not sure where that fits in. And they also have Blanche de Chambly, which is also tasty on a hot day. I just think that maybe whoever's running this place knows an awful lot about meat, but doesn't know a hell of a lot about beer.
Okay, now back to the burgers.
Back to the burgers.
Which is the one that is jumping out at you?
Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 burgers to choose from here. And they're all what I would kind of describe as sloppy burgers, meaning, you know, they're not the sort of clean, classic American burger that I fancy and prefer.
No, hold on. You're the Canadian, I'm the American. That'd be the clean, classic Canadian burger. All of these strike me as being perfect American burgers.
I think if it was 1957 and we were in, someplace in Omaha, you wouldn't get a burger with goat cheese and caramelized onions on it.
Despite us being old, you weren't born in 1957.
No, but, you know, I read a few books, and I watched Mad Men. So this is it. So, I mean, these to me are what I loosely refer to as sloppy burgers, which doesn't mean that they're bad. It just means that they're full of lots of gooey, tasty things that drip down your arm and all that kind of stuff, which is great.
Two-fisted, not one-fisted.
Two-fisted, definitely, yeah. My preference is for the sort of classic burger that really puts all the emphasis on the meat, a proper bun, a little dab of mustard, and a few condiments, and it's all about the quality ingredients. This kind of burger is really hard to find in Montreal, in Canada even.
And so, you think you can ask him for like one of them in sort of like the classic Jack Nicholson? I want a BLT. Hold the B, hold the L, hold the T.
That was five easy pieces?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And no, I wouldn't do that because I think the whole point of this little exploration that we're doing here is to find out what burgers are offering versus what burgers we can, you know, cajole them into making specifically for us. So, yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, for me, I like the classic burger, can't find them. So, therefore, I will settle for, happily, the sloppy burgers because, you know, I'll admit the sloppy burgers are pretty tasty, you know? It's just that I feel like I'm in this constant, unrequited quest for the good old clean classic burger.
Have you been to LaSalle Drive-In?
Have not. We shall go.
Yes. There are a couple places now that I'm mulling around. The gears are switching. We'll get you there.
Okay.
I might not be happy, but I will happily sacrifice for you.
You'll put up with me for that. Okay, but for now, our concern is meat market hamburgers. We have Le Grand Bleu. Should we recite the actual menu?
Go what?
At meat market, we have 7 burgers to choose from. And the first one is Le Grand Bleu, which is blue cheese, walnuts, bacon, green apple, mushroom spread, Japanese mayonnaise, lettuce, and tomato. That sounds absolutely delicious to have some, you know, sultry waitress reading this out to you. I don't know what that means in terms of a burger, you know.
I would not want green apple or mushroom spread anywhere within 10 feet of my burger.
But it does have bacon.
Okay.
Anything with bacon. The second one, help me out with the pronunciation of this, because my French is so stellar that no one can understand it.
Il était un chèvre.
So, il était un chèvre is goat cheese, calabrese chip. I'm not sure, I guess that would be a calabrese salami, kind of toasted to make it into a little chip, the way I make prosciutto chips at home.
Maybe just burn beyond recognition.
Yeah, it could be. Grilled zucchini, pesto, lettuce, and tomato. That sounds nice. It doesn't sound like a burger. It sounds like some swishy kind of sandwich, but, you know, hey. Sounds good, but not a burger. Rio Grande is the meat market ranch sauce, which I presume is their, you know, homemade their sauce. Guacamole, cheddar, caramelized jalapeno, lettuce, and tomato. That sounds kind of nice. The Mika Aloha is grilled pineapple, smoked ham, cream cheese, and meat market barbecue sauce. That sounds like a really bad pizza.
Yes, and there, depending on if you're thinking that the Rio Grande is a good burger, I might just go for the opposite extreme and say, okay, I will take one for the home team.
Meaning?
Trying the one with the pineapple.
You're going to go for the cream?
Depending on what you order. I will let you order first.
Yeah, see, and as I said, I'm torn between going conservative, you know, or going kind of a little insane and getting the strange pizza burger. We also have the Swiss Miss, which says bacon. I think we just got busted by the waiter, by the way.
It
says bacon, Swiss cheese, caramelized onions, pesto mayonnaise, lettuce and tomato. Belladonna, which I've had before. Prosciutto, provolone cheese, chipotle sauce, harissa mayonnaise, lettuce and tomato. Tasty. French pepper is a roasted red pepper, cheddar cheese, spicy Cajun mayonnaise, sauteed mushroom. So, Chris, what's it going to be? I think I'm going to go for a Rio Grande.
You're going to go for the Rio Grande?
Caramelized jalapeno sounds kind of appealing.
If you've had the Swiss Miss, the Belladonna, and the French pepper, which one did you like best?
The one with the bacon.
The one with the bacon.
Yeah.
As opposed to the prosciutto?
Swiss Miss is the one with the bacon.
Okay, so...
The prosciutto was actually pretty good, but it was kind of weird having chipotle and prosciutto. I mean, you know, it's this kind of global concept, which is kind of nice, that sort of... you know, when you, what do they call it? Fusion. Mm-hmm. Fusion burgers. You know, nice concept. Sometimes I just want a burger, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. So prosciutto and chipotle sauce are just, to me, you know, munching into the burger is probably going to taste good, but in terms of purity of the idea, prosciutto and chipotle sauce just do not mix.
Then I will
go. They should be like fighting in a back alley with chains and broken bottles.
At which point, bacon and pesto mayonnaise? You don't find any.
That's just weird. Okay.
That's in the Swiss Miss.
Yeah.
But I will go for the Swiss Miss since you.
Okay, you do that. So now we need a story for when the guy comes over and asks what we're doing.
No, he's not going to ask us.
He totally busted me reading the fucking menu into the microphone.
How do they get that napkin to wrap around? Do they like...
They steam it. I'll bet they steam it. You take a paper towel or a paper napkin, you wrap it around your fork and your knife, and then you steam it, let it dry so that the napkin like clings.
Okay, which means then that it clings to the fork and the knife, but it is a pain in the neck to stick on your lap.
Yeah, but at least we know it was steamed, so it's probably sanitary.
Thanks for listening to episode number 1 of the Montreal Burger Report. Part 1 of Ed Hocko and Chris Hand's visit to a restaurant, Cafe Meat Market. Next week, Ed and Chris actually stop wondering about the napkins, order burgers, eat burgers, and drink some beer. The discussion veers from the tapenade to the fries and includes everything in between. Don't touch that screen, dial, or browser, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy part 2 of Ed Hocko and Chris Hand's visit to restaurant, Cafe Meat Market next week on the Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was produced by Chris Hand. If you have any comments, ideas, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburgerreport@gmail.com or on the internet at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would like to graciously thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide and Jimmy Buffett for the music, and you for listening.